Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls.
I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, best-selling author of The Little Red Book of Selling.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, founder of Sales in a New York Minute.
And
this is Sell or Die.
We're interviewing the best minds on selling and personal development, and we're doing it live on Facebook. And people go, why are you doing this live? And the answer is, because you make sales calls live in the moment. There's no pre-taping your sales presentation. You don't walk in and go, hey, listen to this, and press a button. This is not Mariah Carey. This is the real thing.
This is the real deal.
Exactly.
All right, and we're answering your sales questions live.
So let's say hello to the guy, because if it wasn't for him, we couldn't do any of this because we are technologically inept.
Hey, speak for yourself over there.
We have the disembodied voice of customer, our producer, the great Doug Branson.
Hello, Jeffrey. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. A reminder to everyone watching that you can subscribe to our podcast and get every one of our shows in audio form on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever you use to listen to podcasts. Just search Sell or Die. Jeffrey, Jennifer, quickly, because we've got a lot to get to. What's going on in your sales world?
We have just come back from Paris, France. Although you shouldn't really have to say France, right?
It's just Paris. It's like New York. You don't say like New York, New York.
Right, exactly. You just say New York. So, but where everyone is kind of rude, but you don't want to, no one sells you anything, but you want to buy everything. And it is the ultimate expression of mind. People don't like to be sold, but they love to buy. Paris is the living example of it.
I have to say, being inspired every day in Paris, I was my most productive self. It's amazing.
You're writing, you're coming up with great ideas, you're eating croissant, and the cab drivers can't speak English, but it's no different than New York. It's just a great place to be and a whole lot of fun. And we had a blast, and it was freezing cold, and no one cared.
If you haven't been, you should definitely
exactly.
Go
they have
to
airplanes
Paris.
Now. Take one. Airbnb, by the way, was our hotel.
Yes.
So let me take a second and tell you about a service that I absolutely love and can help your business. It's called Owler. Owler is the crowdsource competitive intelligence platform. You ready for this number? That 800,000 business professionals use to outsmart their competition, gain competitive insights, and uncover the latest industry news and alerts. And I use it myself.
I check it every day.
Every
morning
I get an
every
update
day.
On
I love it.
My competitors. Every day I get an update on businesses that I care about or that I don't care about, but I need to know about. And it helps me. Yep. And it's free. And the best part is you can sign up for free and you can follow me on Owler and get my latest sales tips and videos along with insights relevant to your business. So go to owler.com, O-W-L-E-R. In the search box, you type in Buy Gittimer and then click on the yellow star to follow me on Owler. Free to go. Just go there now. Owler.com.
And Owler got wind that we're fans and they sent us these t-shirts. Whoa. And they're awesome. So thanks.
It says Owler makes me smarter and it
does. It does. All right. So if you want to sponsor the show and have your business or service viewed by thousands of motivated
and billions of people.
Don't exaggerate.
All right, don't exaggerate. Okay. No. I told you once, I told you a million times. Don't exaggerate.
If you want to sponsor our show and have your business or service viewed by thousands of motivated people that watch our show every week, our subscribers, all you have to do is email sellordie@gittimer.com for more information, and Doug will be in touch.
Coming up, we have a great show. You know, it's 2017. The world's going to change a little bit.
Have you written 2016 yet?
No, I haven't written it yet.
Okay.
And the trade show season is going to be kicking into high gear soon, and we want to be ready, and we want to get you ready to sell and present at your next event. Now, I don't care if you exhibit or you are just an attendee, we're going to give you some insight today that will blow your doors off.
Oh, yeah. And social media marketing expert and trade show consultant Erin Gargan from Socialite Marketing will join us live in the studio with her best strategies to rock the trade show floor.
So let's get into it. It's time to sell or die. Today's show is all about trade shows, and we're going to give you strategies to help you prepare, crush, and follow up on your next trade show, and those insights will actually help you to follow up on your leads or on your customers.
Okay, but before we do that, Jeffrey, we want to ask a question. It's maybe an obvious question that isn't asked very often, and that is, are trade shows still worth it? Are they still a valuable sales tool? Let's start with a few numbers.
Give me some numbers, Jenny.
All right, here we go. 92% of attendees say they attend a trade show to see new products, and that's been true for 25 years.
Wow. It's up from 91%, by the way.
81% of attendees have buying authority.
That's a real big one, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Like anybody you talk to can buy your stuff.
Pretty much. 46% are executive or upper management, and that's incredible. Those numbers are pretty powerful. But from your perspective, Jeffrey, are trade shows still as important as they used to be?
Oh, I think they're more important because it's an opportunity for the entire industry to get together and talk to one another. It's not just who's exhibiting. It's who do you meet there? Who do you bump into there?
But they're so expensive.
Oh, give me a break.
You know what's expensive? So much
coffee at Starbucks is expensive. It's $4 for a cup of girly coffee with whipped cream and crap on it. Trade shows are inexpensive because if you make one sale or meet one prospect, what's that worth? And you'll meet tens of them, hundreds of them, at the same place. They all have the same understanding. They may just be from a different area.
You could if you're prepared. But how many salespeople are showing up prepared?
Well, one of the problems with trade shows is people just attend. If I'm coaching a company or coaching a sales team, I make them, number one, make appointments before they go. Number two, be prepared with stuff beyond their literature and their other crap. Number three, be attractive at the trade show. And there's some secrets that I think Erin will probably get into when we have her in here, but couple of secrets of mine. But the most important thing is, how do you differentiate yourself from hundreds, sometimes thousands of other exhibitors? What are people going to say about you? And that's what this show is all about.
So,
if you have questions about trade shows or any kind of sales question, we care what it is, do it on Facebook Live. Go there now. Just follow us on.
Well, if you're watching us, you're probably already there. So just write a comment. And hit submit. And
call both of your friends.
Just join the conversation.
Join the conversation, exactly. Go to my Facebook.
And if you're
page.
Listening later on to this recording on iTunes, you should join us live next time.
Exactly.
You can get in on the conversation.
Exactly.
All right. So the trade show is the ultimate test for your communication and presentation skills. But presentation skills are rarely a priority for salespeople.
Oh, my goodness. Why is that? And the answer is because they're trying to do stupid things like manipulate. Well, were you willing to buy
Don't give it away, Jeffrey.
Okay.
Coming up right now, we have a clip from the Gittimer Learning Academy, and they're about to hear you on that very subject.
The weakest area of most salespeople is their presentation skills. If you possess all the knowledge on the planet, but you have poor presentation skills, your message will fall on deaf ears. Think back to college and your most brilliant professor. How impactful were his or her presentation skills in class lectures? They were often the difference between paying attention and not paying attention. It's no different with your customers. To me, having excellent presentation skills is a given. But the sad reality is that presentation skills are rarely taught or emphasized. Here's a major clue. Once you become proficient at presenting, the real potential for your increased sales power lies in your ability to convert your presentation into a dynamic performance.
If you want an in-depth, step-by-step assessment and strategy to improve your presentation skills today, visit GittimerLearningAcademy.com and sign up for your free demo.
Boy, that was enthusiastic, Jim. Hey, sign up for the Gittimer Learning Academy and don't be a cheap
bastard.
Listen,
if they're not signing up, it's okay. Their competitors are.
All right, so let's talk about one of my favorite things on the planet, which is Death Wish Coffee. Before I give any presentation, I got to make sure I'm amped. I'm at peak energy. So I drink a little bit of coffee. It's amazing. It is.
It's also behind us. How cool is this?
It is. It's behind. Wow, look at that. It's Death Wish Coffee. It is the world's strongest coffee. It is made from the strongest possible combination of perfectly blended roasted beans from a secret formula.
And they have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee. We drink it in the studio when we do the show. Go get your first bag of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So a few weeks ago.
Yes. All right. A few weeks ago, we asked sales managers how badly they needed training, and the data is in. Sales managers out there are on the hunt for help. 40% of the respondents really want that extra training help. Thank you to everyone who responded.
Exactly. You know, we just asked a bunch of questions, and we actually have a contest, right?
We had a contest, exactly. And so we're going to announce the winner. We attached a giveaway to the survey that we were doing. It's a $1,000 gift card to Amazon.com. And we are ready to announce the winner. Well, are you ready, Jeffrey?
Oh, yeah.
Should we, like, pull it out of a hat?
Huh? Yeah.
This is trash talk.
Okay, so.
What is that?
Hold on. This is our trash can. And we put all the names in here. But rather than have the names, we put the magic eight ball in here so we could really come up with the name of the winner. If you
look at
the Jeffrey Gittimer magic eight ball, if you've had a magic eight
ball, by the way,
in
these are for sale. I think they're like $9.99.
Whatever
if
they
not,
are.
We'll sell
you've
them
all them. Had one, but these are my answers in here. Like I have my own sales answers in here. I don't know what that one say.
You suck at sales.
Oh, there you go. Well, there's an answer for you.
Does it have the winner in there?
But I'm going to tell you what, Matt Davis does not suck at sales because he's the winner.
Oh, yeah,
Matt Davis.
The sales manager at Ferrellgas has won a $1,000 gift card.
Whoa, Matt, jump up and down.
Oh, yeah, I hope you're watching because you won. You're the winner. And we will be emailing it to you tomorrow.
Right.
Look at the money flying. I love that. We were not allowed to enter this competition, unfortunately.
No, nor were our employees or my children. But Matt Davis
this is so cool.
Is getting his picture in the paper. And we will have a little bit more for you on Matt and what he does next week. It's not just $1,000. He's going to give a little commercial about what he does and how he does it.
He has no idea.
No. He's going to be one happy dude.
All right.
Okay. So congratulations to Matt. And thanks again to everybody that participated. We're going to be doing more of this kind of stuff in the future because it's fun to win a few bucks, correct?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't trade it in on an airline ticket. But you can trade it in on a bunch of books and learning materials and things you can buy from Amazon because you shop on Amazon every day, whether you buy anything or not. You go to a store, whatever the store is, you pick out your phone, you look for the same thing on Amazon to see if they have it cheaper.
You just prime it. It's like
and
its
then you
own
prime it.
Firm.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So let's say hello to our friends at Facebook. Ooh. Doug, Chris, who do we got? Are you going to pull them up on our screen?
We have new technology now where we can actually see your questions on our screen. This is like the coolest thing on the planet.
All right. So Amy Jones, both my friends were called. Okay.
Very good. We have a question here.
Kevin, heading to a show this weekend. We've done as you said and set up meetings. What else is important to think of? Should we hold this question till Aaron gets in the room?
Well, I'm going to give you my version of it.
But why don't you give one thing? Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to tell you what you can do. Wear clothing that makes you look like a professional human being, not a backyard barbecue attendee. You need to look sharp, and the customer or the potential customer must perceive you as sharp.
Cool. I like that.
That's it. That's my tip for the day.
All right. I'm going to save mine.
Okay, cool.
Ivan, we had a great experience in organizing apartment trades. How in Russia?
Whoa.
Cool.
Russia.
One of the major Russian banks
They've been
was involved
in the news
as a
lately.
Partner. Now they do it monthly. Trade shows are great. Bravo. Thank you, Ivan.
No. She's... All right, Erin. This woman contacted us by phone, wanted to make sure, oh, by email or something, and tried to get us to go to
coffee. She, like, cold emailed us.
Yeah, she cold emailed us, the nerve of that person.
Cold email.
And we, because she's in Charlotte, so we meet with people that live in Charlotte.
Yeah, but first we checked her out online. We had to make sure she was, yeah, we Googled like, her. A real, right. You know, legit
exactly.
person.
She was a bright woman, and here she is. Come in here and introduce yourself.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome to the show, Erin.
Brag about yourself a little bit. You're in the studio. Pick up a chair.
Right.
Boom.
Nice.
You're on the camera. Put on your earphones.
I love
oh my God.
It. Wow. There you are. All right.
Great.
Is that cool?
Yes.
All right, cool.
All right,
pull
so
up
Erin
the chair
Cold,
a little bit closer.
Cold emailed us. Tell us a little bit. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you do.
Yeah.
I run a social media marketing agency. We're called Socialite, and we specialize in trade shows, conferences, and live global events.
Whoa, cool. That's pretty cool. Well, show us your wedding ring.
Oh, this old thing? Yeah. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. Hint, hint, chat. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Weren't you just recently thrown over the, whatever that thing's called, the threshold?
The, carried over the door.
Yeah.
He can't lift me, please. Come
is
on.
Is that like a Southern phrase?
I don't know.
Yeah, cross the threshold. She's, Erin is fresh back
I don't
from
know.
Her
Buck 40,
honeymoon.
It's kind of hard to carry me over any threshold, but
exactly.
Yeah, thank you.
So, and the ball says, don't
all right,
take
so Erin is not going to brag about herself, so I just want to give her a proper
come
introduction.
On, yeah, give her a proper
she's
introduction.
An award-winning social media marketer who's been featured in Forbes, Business Ooh. Week, Business Insider, OC Metro, OC Register, iTunes, Top Entrepreneurs Podcast, and more. Since 2004, she worked in the social media. She's worked in social media events, digital marketing space for over 100 brands.
And wow. She's a happy girl.
All right, so welcome, Erin.
Yay, thanks for having me. You guys rock.
Okay, don't screw this up, Erin. This is going to be huge.
So when Erin called emailed us, the first thing we did was we like searched you on Google, mm-hmm. and you actually you
came
had
up
a
okay.
nice, you know,
right.
a reputation.
You
online.
Said looked like I had my shit together.
Yeah, that's
exactly
that,
what you said.
Those were my words.
Which I am actually working on my book, and I included a chapter about you.
Really?
And it's called "Look Like You Have Your Shit Together," and I quote you in it.
I love it. I love it.
That's really cool.
Awesome.
And if somebody needs to find you before the show ends, what do they do to find you?
Before the show ends?
Yeah, before this podcast ends.
Oh, you can find me on Twitter at Erin Gargan, ErinGargan. Same on Instagram, same on Facebook.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Keep it simple.
Isn't it interesting? You don't need your address anymore. You don't need your phone number anymore. You don't even need your email address anymore.
You just need a name and a Google.
Yeah, you just
That's
need
it.
A name and a Twitter yeah. account.
Okay, so you've worked with 100 brands and over 100 brands. Yeah. These aren't just like little brands. These are major Fortune 100, 200, 300, 400
yeah.
top brands. So what's the key to making, to getting in with those brands?
So the key to working with these big brands is to find, for me, I just found a large partner that already had relationships with all of those brands.
Whoa, there's Ooh. A smart move.
A referral partner.
Right. A referral partner.
Love
so
that.
So instead of having to go one-to-one-to-one and kill myself, I made one awesome relationship and kind of piggybacked on some of their existing clients.
That's okay. classic, so, by the way.
Just
that's
keeping it real. Is, yeah. That's the real story.
Exactly.
That's great. Yeah. Okay, so now you're in with them.
Mm-hmm.
And how
no,
do you
wait
help
a second,
them?
Wait a second. What? You have the possibility of getting in with them. You have one chance.
Yeah.
To create attraction with that Fortune 100 company, and you just can't call up and go, oh, by the way, my partner is so-and-so, and they said I should give you a call because we're pretty damn good at what we do. No, there has to be a solid reason. You can't just get a referral from somebody.
Well,
you have to know how to use
the
it.
The referral partner is actually calling the potential customer
exactly.
and making yeah. that connection
exactly.
for you.
Yeah, I haven't done a lot. I'll be honest. I haven't done a lot of cold.
No, come on,
don't
lie,
lie
to
on
Erin.
Our
come
show,
on.
Erin.
Yeah, you
right.
can lie here.
Yeah, whoever says, I'm going to lie to you, but stay with this. Stay with this.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I haven't done a cold outreach in a long time besides you guys.
Wow.
So I was
so you're one for
I
one.
Love that.
So, yeah,
I
so
love
my
that.
Ratio is like 100%.
But it's a good thing you had your shit together.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So you get in with this one referral partner mm-hmm. and they bring you to their clients mm-hmm. because they know you can make their clients' time at a trade show more successful.
Exactly. So we're brought in to train sales teams on how to better use social media around the trade show experience. Okay.
So what's the secret?
So the big secret is that 80% of the heavy lifting of trade show success and using social media happens before you get on site. Kind of like what you were saying earlier, Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. All the heavy lifting is what you're doing to prep. Okay. So I have like what I call the six P's. Okay. Which
okay,
I know you guys
us.
Love the lists, right?
Tell
so
us,
the
us.
Six P's of trade show preparation for social media.
I like this already.
All right. So you got prepare, you got mm-hmm. profiles, prospects, posts, patrol, and perspectives.
Okay.
So let's, now,
we're
going to
break it down.
Yeah.
We'll
break
there,
it down.
P.
And
early.
P. And P early.
P in advance.
P early. Exactly. So obviously the first thing is prepare. Which sounds like a really normal thing to do before a trade show, but you'd be surprised. A lot of these sales teams,
it's not
you know, I've been to trade shows. I'm not surprised.
Right.
They're just like, all right, we're here, let's make it happen. And you're like, what? You can't
they're
just show
hanging
up
out
and
waiting for someone to come by their booth.
Yeah, and you know, their game plan's like, meet some people, sell some shit. But you know, the plan needs to be more like, how many demos are we going to perform? How many leads are we going to connect?
So you
put
have
some
goals
numbers
before you have goals before
which
you
sounds
get there.
Crazy, right?
Yeah,
like just
yeah.
Set a, maybe three goals. You know, maybe just maybe the number of demos you want to do, mm-hmm. the number of pre-show meetings you want to set, and maybe, you know, the number of connections that you meet on site at the show that you get a meeting with after. Just three simple goals, whatever,
I love it.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's prepare. So from there, the most important thing is your profile, okay? So what's funny is that people don't think about polishing their profile before reaching out. They don't look like they have their shit together. So if your profile picture is from the 1980s.
Wait a minute. There's a theme coming up here.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Every one of these P's.
That's right.
It's number one and number two.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So if your profile photo is old enough to get carded at a bar, you need a new one.
Exactly.
Because the idea is someone's going to look you up online, and if they can't recognize you on the trade show floor, it's from your 1985 high school reunion, it's a disaster.
It's, you know,
disaster.
It seems
get a new
like
photo.
A obvious thing to do, yet people don't do it.
Polished, it costs maybe, you know, $100 to get a proper headshot done. It is
mm-hmm.
so worth
Please,
it.
People have iPhones. They don't even like, you can take a nice photo these days with an iPhone.
That's
so
it.
While we're on the subject of profiles, we're going to pause on your list and go to Facebook real quick
Let's
to take
it.
Some questions.
Hi, Jeffrey. What's the best giveaway at a conference? Your product. That way, the only people that get it are the people that really want it. Because if you give away a bunch of golf balls, you're going to get a golfer who doesn't really give a shit about your product.
He said, is it useful to bring, this is Ian, is it useful to bring anything or does it just crowd your booth with unwanted traffic? I love the people who bring candy because I always want candy.
Yeah.
And
water.
But people buy.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to be your customer. It just means I want your candy.
And people think that that's an attraction for them. They have, you know, if you give me your business card, I'll give you a candy bar or I'll give you some.
Why? No. So you can spam me?
Or you can,
I don't want the candy that bad. I could go to Duane Reade.
You could win an iPad. That's been like a big giveaway for years now.
People love that.
I know. But they're unqualified people. You're going to get people that are just going to dump their business card in there. And you go back to your boss and say, I got 748 cards.
Ooh.
Two are qualified. You waste more time with that.
True.
So I have some ideas about that. But we'll talk about that in just a little bit. You stay tuned for more ideas. Come on, Aaron. What's the third P?
All right, cool. So the third P. So first your profile. So you want to make sure it looks good. Get a good photo.
Mm-hmm.
Connect with the event social media accounts. Make sure you're connected with your company's social media accounts. And if you have any prospects,
but you shouldn't be connected
with them.
And
with your social your company social media accounts because you have a trade show. You should be like doing that day one you join the company.
Listen,
totally.
If there's a hashtag for the show.
So you're basically teaching them how to be an employee also.
Right, exactly. And you want to make sure the official hashtag.
If you use the hashtag, you're going to find other people also using the hashtag. You can make connections way before the show
and
even happens.
Find you.
Yeah.
It cements the conversation. Because a lot of times if you make up your own tweet or your own hashtag, there's two or three conversations happening. You got to use the official one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's important.
Yeah.
So number three is prospecting. The third P is prospecting, okay? Now, a lot of salespeople will try and prospect maybe like a month before the event. It's not going to work. No one's thinking about the trade show until like the week or two before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So my reps have the most success in the week before the trade show.
Oh, wow.
I've even had some reps. I had one rep that used the Wi-Fi on an airplane and got five meetings saying, hey, I'm en route to NAB. Want to connect? 5 meetings from the Wi-Fi on the airplane. Wow. So it's actually not that great
so
to do it
that
far. So that
$24 investment is worth it.
Totes.
Yeah. Just pay for the monthly.
Exactly.
The slowest internet on the planet since AOL.
Yeah. Exactly. So prospecting. So prospecting on social media is massive, okay? You want to make sure that if you can get access to a lead list beforehand, a lot of times like trade shows will sell you an email list of attendees. You can segment it by where they're from, get the one that matches to your territory, and start looking them up on LinkedIn.
So
and
what
can
if
you,
you
should
can't...
you go by last year's list of attendees, or do you will they sell you old
you
ones?
You stole
or
my just... question.
Oh, sorry.
Well, whether it's last year or this year, they probably didn't move industries. So regardless, if they're going to be at the event or not, they're still a prospect, right?
Yeah.
So that's important. So a good thing to look for on social media is job changes. So most people that change jobs that are going to an event are more likely to be interested in your new solution because they're looking to make an impact. Mm-hmm. Most people make a big purchasing decision within the first 90 days of their new job. So you want to look on LinkedIn where it says, Jen has a new job, Jeffrey has a new position, because that is a buying trigger. That's a signal to you. When you get on site, cool. They're probably more interested in what you have to say.
Cool.
Okay.
That's interesting.
So another tip for our...
Another piece. To Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Matt, how do you handle those prospects who seem to not want to leave your booth?
You tell them that you have way more important things to do than talk to them.
Or that there's free candy over there.
Right. No.
Sign the dealer lease.
You find a very nice way and a very polite way to wrap your conversation up by telling them, I have an appointment right now and I don't want to cut us short. I want to make sure that we have enough time to really talk to each other, but now's not my best time, and I'd like to give you my best time after the show is over. So could we make an appointment now to talk later?
Perfect. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Sounds
but you
good.
Be mannerly.
All right. Let's check it out.
Bum, 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 bum. How do you feel about hiring models to work at your trade show booth?
I'll take this one.
All right, go ahead.
Unfortunately, Chris, it's the death of the booth, babe. It is over. The party's over.
Isn't it nice that women can say that? Men, if men said it's the death of a booth, babe, you'd be called sexist. You'd be called all kinds of crap. But women can say anything they want.
We can.
That's what I love about women.
Yeah. You know, I was at a trade show a couple months ago, and a brand hired a bunch of booth babes and got in massive trouble. The guy got fired because it was against, like, HR. And, I mean, the party's over there. Unless you were into SEMA, which is an automotive show, which seems to be stuck in the old days. But
yeah.
For the most part, it's
found upon. What
about
shows in Vegas where they have like Vegas showgirls and stuff you can hire?
You know, it's really the idea is that your product and your brand really should get the attention and not try to bring people in with hot
cheesecake.
Girls.
Yeah.
Why
cheesecake
not just
is
be regular, like approachable?
Yeah. Like we look good.
Just like three or four rockettes. You know what? Three or four rockettes dancing, no big deal.
No
right?
big deal. Yeah.
No.
Crazy.
All right, Brent says, is it better to dress crazy in theme? What is that, like wear like a banana or something?
I guess,
Comic-Con?
I don't know.
Or be all business?
What kind of trade show is it? If it's Comic-Con, be a superhero. If it's a finance show, wear a tie.
Exactly.
I think you should wear what your customers are used to seeing you in.
So far, all the answers that we've given you are freaking obvious.
No, but we love your questions. Bring them on. Thank you.
Ask us
one. They might be obvious to us, but they're not obvious to the person asking them.
Seriously?
Yes.
I just told you, dress
professionally. Thank you.
No, dress sharp. You know, if you're going to be casual, be smart casual.
Dress as if your best customer is about to walk into the
Bingo.
Room. How would you want to be seen? Boom.
I concur.
Done.
Agreed.
And if you're going to have food, don't have it at your booth.
Yeah. All right. So let's go to your fourth P.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah.
Fourth P. One last P on the prospect is the concept of virtual coffee. Virtual coffee is a really great way to meet with someone before the event.
Love that.
I had a rep one time that sent a Starbucks e-card. Mm-hmm. So it was like they were having coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And in that conversation, the rep actually was able to give a demo. And so when they met in person at the show, not only was the prospect educated, he knew he was qualified, and he came back for a second meeting in person, so he was further along his buying journey.
Good.
Cool.
So that's a great way to do that. And then also, if you're going to set meetings with prospects before you get on site at the show, make sure you send a very detailed meeting invitation, because trade shows are nuts. You need to put the time zone. You need to say 10 a.m. PST in the title, your cell phone number. You need to have exactly where you're meeting, and also include all information that can help them start to shop you.
So
send
like,
over
have your
product
together.
Information. Exactly.
You might also find it helpful to visit these five booths.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Like, be a value provider, be an information provider, not just a sales guy. Well, it'll sure be nice to see you. And again, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No, don't say again, thanks. Just say thanks once and you're done.
Exactly. That's it.
So for those of you just joining us, Erin Gargan from Socialite, social media marketing company, and she's an expert on trade show marketing.
World-class expert.
Is going through her list of strategies to be successful at your trade show.
Yes, exactly.
And the reason she's giving us these reasons is because she does it for Fortune 100 companies, so you might as well listen up.
So another P is your posts. Okay. So this is all pre-show. We're still on pre-show. So if you're going to do any kind of posting.
So five out of the six P's are before they ever
get there. Four out of the six P's are before you get on site. Okay. I'm telling you guys, it's all about preparation.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
So a big idea now. So we've all heard of SEO, right? Search engine optimization. Mm-hmm. The big word now is SMO, social media optimization, which is preparing your social media posts to be optimally
searched.
Found in social networks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just what you tweet, it's how you tweet it.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So
I
if
like
you
that.
Are tweeting and you're using Twitter, okay? Like, for example, if you're in every single B2B industry, you're probably going to use Twitter at a trade show. You want to make sure that you get your marketing team to use Twitter cards. Okay. Twitter cards are a line of code that your programmers will put on your website so that when you tweet something out about your business, it shows up with either a link to sign up for your email list, a link to download a white paper, a direct link to a product brochure.
A call to action.
A call to action.
Yeah.
But deep links. And also makes pictures look better and makes it clickable. So it presents your information in a way that it's seen in the newsfeed. And you also have analytics behind it too. So I recommend Twitter cards big time.
Okay,
when you
cool.
combination Twitter card with the hashtag of the show, you get a double opportunity to be able to connect with somebody.
Yeah. All right. Back to Facebook.
Question.
Who you're going to read it or you want me to read it?
Eric Hernandez. What might be a simple, great, memorable approach for a service provider with no booth to make an introduction when meeting a new prospective client at a trade show with so many people in attendance? First of all, get a booth.
Well, you know what? Some companies will not pay for a booth, and if they're the salesperson, they can't control that.
So okay, so if you're going to – just keep this in mind. The guys who have got a booth have paid a lot of money for that booth and don't want to be interrupted by a sales guy. That's the most important thing. So if you're going to hawk, which is – a term that I created a long time ago. I would go to trade shows to sell, but I would get in. I'd get an exhibitor badge from somebody, anywhere. I'd get in before the show started so they don't mind being talked to before the event. That way you're not being rude.
Mm-hmm.
While the event is going on, anybody in the aisle is fair game. So you read badges as fast as you possibly can. You've already dog-eared, or you've already bookmarked 10 companies that you want to be on the lookout for because they all have multiple people going. And anybody from that company, you stop and talk to them.
Right.
What
you
do
don't
you
even
recommend?
You don't even have to read the badges anymore. You can go on LinkedIn and find these people and reach out to them with a personalized connection request saying,
no argument with that.
I'm going to be there. And set up a time. Set up a place. Schedule your time at the trade show so you have five meetings each day at the same coffee shop outside the booth, if that's what you want to do.
So, yeah, I had a rep who never exhibited but went to every trade show in the industry, and whether we had a booth or not, and she was uber successful because she did those four P's.
Mm-hmm.
She prepared beyond imagination in advance and made appointments so that when she got to the exhibit, everyone who she wanted to meet was there, and she knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And she would host a dinner, and she'd host a reception. She'd get a suite, or she'd host some sort of reception. But she didn't need a booth.
Genius. And also, if you meet with them beforehand, then when you meet with them in person, you're building a relationship.
Exactly.
You're talking about pricing.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're talking about implementation.
Okay,
exactly.
So let's be real here. What percentage of salespeople are really socially prepared before they go to that event?
Not enough.
Exactly. And so they're going to listen to this and they're going to go, oh, crap, I'm not really ready for this. What do you recommend that people do to get socially ready before that trade show?
Well, number one, you need to figure out where your prospects are on social media and mm-hmm. connect with them. It's the number one thing. If you can find people's companies, you can find what their buying titles are, you can find who their friends are, you can find who you have in common. You can ask for an introduction before you even get on site. Mm-hmm.
Should you call them on the phone, or should you email them through email, or should you connect with them on LinkedIn, or should you do all three?
First of all, no one likes talking on the phone anymore, obviously. And
right.
So
I'm writing a book for millennials. It's called Pick Up the Damn Phone.
It's going to be a bestseller.
Oh, yeah.
So the phone's tough. Email, we all hate email. We're all over it. It's hard to stand out. But with LinkedIn messages, you get a really good response because it stands out. Okay, so writing a message.
And do you go for the in message or do you just go for a normal message?
You want to try and find a connection. So are you connected with someone in common that mm-hmm. can introduce you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have something in common with the person that you can reach out and try to connect? Always try to connect organically.
Okay, so I'm going to add something to this, okay?
Cold.
And they're expensive. You have to buy
them.
They are, I
know.
If I'm going to connect with somebody on LinkedIn or if I'm going to try to connect with somebody on LinkedIn, I'm going to offer a value. I'm not going to ask them to connect with me. I'm going to say, listen, I know we're both going to go to this trade show. You don't know me, but I do have a post on the five things that you have to do at this trade show that will give you the most value for it. And if you'd like it, connect with me and I'll send it to you.
That's perfect. Content's a great currency. And absolutely. Asking marketing too about VIP events, asking marketing what they have planned in the booth and mm-hmm. inviting them to something special that mm-hmm. no one else is invited to is also really effective.
Cool.
So let's go to your next tip. I know we have to wrap soon.
Sorry.
So that's okay. Mm-hmm. So whatever.
No, we're taking too long.
No, it's okay.
No.
This is really good content. So let's go to the next tip.
Well, another great way to get on people's radar is to shoot an introduction video. Shoot a 30-second video saying, I'm Jeffrey, I'm Jen, I work with Sales for Sell or Die, I live in Charlotte, and I love to see you at NAB show. Uploading that and pinning it to the top of your Twitter profile is a great way for people to get to know you before you get there.
That's cool.
So also a big
Someone sent me a personalized video on Twitter. Is a little creepy.
Oh, that is?
But they were like, hi, Jen in a New York Minute. I read your stuff. And it was really flattering. And they like tweeted it to me.
Gosh.
So do you recommend personalized videos?
I don't recommend saying like, I love the pajamas you wore last night when I was staring through your window. But that's a little much. But I don't recommend personalized videos. It looks like you have too much time
it's
on your hands.
It's a little creepy.
You're too desperate.
Okay.
You don't have enough going on.
I was flattered.
Well, no offense if you're watching. That was really nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah.
A general intro video should work.
Okay.
Also, a lot of people, because 70% of social media is done on mobile devices, a lot of people have typos. Mm. So make sure you download a spell checking app on your phone because you don't want to do all this hard work of creating this polished,
professional like
persona. Yeah.
And it's so easy to do. We all do it.
Is there a spell checking app you like?
I use Grammarly for my desktop.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
It's great, but they don't have mobile yet. They don't have a mobile app yet.
What are they thinking?
So I just
Grammarly.
Do the regular spell check. It's called Spell Checker on mobile, but it's not as good as Grammarly.
Grammarly is amazing because they actually give you the word you're thinking of.
Yeah,
it's really
and
good.
It's never wrong.
Right. But because a lot of people use boring words on their LinkedIn profiles. They use words like detail-oriented, driven, passionate. So is everybody else. So get creative.
And if they're not,
try
they
to
say
find
they
better
are.
Words. Yeah, exactly. There's so many
we
great
should
words
follow
out there.
Grammarly on Heller.
Yeah, I love
yeah.
it.
All right, so what's the next one?
Okay, so those are all the pre-show. It's all about pre-show, okay? So we talked about all the different things. Preparing your profile, prospecting, making sure you optimize your posts. Now, when you're on site, I recommend leaning pretty heavily on your marketing team to be doing all the Facebook Live and the live tweeting because if you're sitting there staring at your phone while you're
like
on site at a trade show, why are you there?
It's right. tacky.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's tacky.
It's tacky.
Well, actually, you feel like you're interrupting the guy.
You do. You're like, I'm sorry. Can we talk
you're
about
not your present. You're on your phone.
Right. So look up, okay?
Yeah.
But the one thing, there's two exceptions to the lookup rule, okay?
Okay?
Exception number one is that you want to be patrolling. That's the other P, okay? Patrolling is setting Google alerts for you, your competitors, the event, and your products. So at breakfast and before bed, you get a little digest of what's happening on the web, okay? On social, you want to use, it's called if this, then that. IFTTT. If this, then that. Have you guys heard of this before?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they have these little, it's called like Applees, mm-hmm. and you can get a text message on your phone whenever someone on Twitter is mentioning you, your competitor, or your product around the official event hashtag.
Whoa.
So maybe a buyer saying like, I love Jen's products. And Jeffrey's like, oh, do you? Because I have better products than Jen's products. Why don't you come to booth 100 and let's talk about it?
Hey. Mm-hmm.
So there's buying opportunities there.
Or okay? Jen gets a notification and she goes, I got a sale here.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the first thing. The second exception to the look up and get off your cell phone when you're at a trade show rule is that if you're talking to a customer and this customer is stoked and they love what you have to say and they're pumped about your product, whether they're a prospect or a customer, it's very appropriate for you to ask them, can I record a quick testimonial video from my iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay. We typically have marketing, sales, and everyone on one iPhoto shared album so that everyone can be contributing photos and videos throughout the day. Mm-hmm. So you can pull off and share later at night or the next day.
Or on your Facebook.
Now, if you use Facebook, I don't recommend using Facebook for trade shows unless you use a custom audience. So your custom audience should be made of professional contacts, mm-hmm. not your mom, your cousins, your friends.
No. You have a Facebook business page.
If you're posting on behalf of the company, if you're a salesperson and you want to use Facebook on your personal, make sure you create a custom account.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
A custom audience.
So with the if this then that and you know doing the social stuff and looking at alerts, don't do it from the booth. It's
totally
so tacky.
Agreed.
If I'm walking by your booth and you're on your phone, I'm not going to go to your booth. Mm-hmm. Like you're busy.
I might look for your candy.
Yeah.
Delicious. I'll take your candy. Anyway, right.
Or the free cocktail at the happy hour. I'm always down for those.
Yeah. But. Yeah. Not like just don't do it at the booth. No. Go to the bathroom, go to your hotel room.
Agreed.
Go to
you might
the corner.
Be smart and have those little Chick-fil-A things there too.
Ooh, you know, man, those
little
are good.
Yeah. Delicious.
Muffin like things those. In the morning.
Delicious. All right, one last tip. Erin.
Okay,
give it away.
One last tip. So hopefully you're connecting as you go at the trade show. Ideally, you want to be like, Jen, is this you? I'm looking at my phone.
Oh,
there's
100
Jens.
Creepy.
Is this you? I like to connect right there in person.
Oh, cool.
If not, make sure that.
I like that though. Is this you? Like,
yeah, there's like 10 other Jens.
But there's a lot, and also sometimes LinkedIn people search is not that great.
Yeah.
You can't find people sometimes.
Yeah.
So just being like, hey, which John Smith are you? And have them go, oh, scroll. Oh, that's me. Boom. Number one, you connect on the fly. Number two, you don't have to wait till later with your big stack of business cards connecting with every single person who forgets about who you are because it's 2 days later. So you want to connect in the real moment or that day.
I'm in Vegas where I'm at the Ely Cafe in Palazzo. You know it well.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting with these two foreign guys, and I said, do you have a business card? And we had a real nice conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And they go, we don't have any business cards.
Connect with us.
Here's my LinkedIn.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Literally, that is how we made the connection that moment.
Yeah, and there's a great functionality where you can actually make notes about the prospect under the relationship tab.
Mm-hmm.
You can set reminders, follow-ups.
I hear that they're getting rid of that.
Are they?
I heard, yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Okay, so I want to give one high-level
tip,
idea. For years, I attended trade shows until I learned the secret of winning at trade shows, and that is speak at the trade show. Mm. When you speak at the trade show and you give a seminar on something of value that doesn't associate itself necessarily with your product, but something of value that all the attendees can get, someone will walk by you or your booth and go, nice talk.
Yeah.
That is an opening that you could not buy for $1 million.
Yeah.
Someone recognized you for the value that you have. They're now willing to talk deeply.
Agreed. Make sure someone records it. Video that talk.
Put it
on YouTube. Share it on social. Give it legs.
And it's also a reason to reach out to people, to invite them to your talk, to tell them you're not pitching your product. You're going to be giving them value and help on these five things.
100%.
Yeah.
And to that point, when you're finished the trade show, my last P is that you want to take all the insights that you gleaned, whether you were speaking, talking to customers, whatever, and you want to create your perspective. You want to create a post on the plane ride home that recaps the top five most interesting things you heard. What you're going to do is you're going to use that perspective long form post as an excuse for follow up. So instead of just following up and being like, Jen, I want to sell you shit. It's like, hey, Jen, it was so great meeting you. Here's five interesting insights you might be interested in learning about. Can we talk more about our conversation and continue it Tuesday at 10?
I was going to say my last P was follow up. So I'm glad you made it
perspective.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, so back to Facebook. We want to hear from you.
Ooh.
Tim says, hi, guys. When developing a trade show booth, how much value would you put on a beautifully designed, elaborate stand versus a basic stand with the same info? Does the expense of an elaborate stand pay off, or will people visit, not visit you regardless?
Depends on how good your candy is. I'm going to say, just me personally, there should be something in the middle. It doesn't have to be elaborate, but it does have to be eye-catching. It does have to have something about it that's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. It does have to have it where someone nudges somebody and says, hey, look, take a look at this booth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's an ordinary booth and people will walk by and not see any potential value.
I think that's key, though. It's not about how much money you invest in it. It's
right.
about
the
how
creativity.
Much, how enticing it is for someone to want to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think a big key with those 10 by 10, we call them little dirty booths and in the industry, little dirty baby booths, the little 10 by 10s. I think the key there is that you really can't compete on features and benefits with like the Panasonics and the LGs and these crazy $10 million carpet booths. So you don't try to compete on their level. But what you do try to do is focus on talking about problems in the industry, challenges, talk more about ideas and not so much about product. And I think that if you can spend enough time on social media before the event, if you have a little dirty booth, you have to work even harder to get a reason for them to meet with you.
Yeah.
If you rent a big screen television and you have a Twitter feed with all the hashtags from the show, you're going to create people's attention. You're going to have something where people will actually stop and take a look.
Yeah.
And you can say, hey, you want to tweet something?
Tweet ups do work. If you get someone that's like for example, like if you can find like a B-list celebrity, okay? So like we just did social media for this automotive show in Vegas. And there's all these celebrities.
Wait, are you calling me a B-list celebrity?
No, like automotive drivers. Race car drivers. So I don't know anything about NASCAR. Maybe they're like B-plus celebrity. I don't know. Anyway, so they're like race car drivers. And they had a bunch of these race car drivers at the booth, even though it was small. To your point, they were having a live tweet session.
Yep.
And it did draw a crowd. Yeah, so I think it's a great idea.
That's really cool. All right, Doug, are there more Facebook questions?
No, that looks like it on Facebook.
Okay, well then, thank
come
you.
Come on, join the conversation. That's it.
Have
see, we told them their questions are so obvious.
You can even ask Erin, where did she go on her honeymoon? Where do you go on your honeymoon?
The BVI, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Cool. Sailing around.
All right.
No Paris, but, you know,
so,
do the best we can. Not as fancy as you guys.
Well, okay.
Paris doesn't have to be fancy.
No, but it is.
No, it's civilized.
So where would people find you, Erin?
You can find me on Twitter at Erin Gargan or just Google me, Erin Gargan, G-A-R-G-A-N.
And I want to thank you very, very, very much for if you are ever in the neighborhood again, you're always very free to stop in and give us more sales tips. I thought
for
you were exceptionally insightful today, and I want to thank you very much for being our guest.
Well, thanks for answering my cold email.
And don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Erin,
cheers.
Thank you so much.
Happy
cheers.
New Year.
Thanks,
Happy
guys.
New Year.
Cheers. So I want to talk about something that's happening right now as Erin says goodbye. And she was a wonderful guest, by the way.
Totally great guest.
Say goodbye, Jen.
Oh, okay. So whether you're watching us or listening, thank you for joining us on Sell or Die podcast. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And while you're there, give us a 5-star review. Subscribe wherever you use your podcast.
We have to leave now?
Thing.
The show
is
over?
Yeah.
Oh,
all
my God.
All you need to do is search Sell or Die.
Come on. Find me in New York City at 26 Broadway on January the 19th.
That's going to be an amazing event, Jeffrey.
Yep. And if you have sales questions, send them in to sellordie.com, and we will answer them on the show. Whether you got to... Come on.
All right. Thanks again to our guest, Erin Gargan. Our producer is Doug Branson, and our technical director is Mr. Chris Hill. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, reminding you to get out there and sell, even if your ass falls off.